Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Blown Away, a fandom podcast. Blown Away is a class project of JAMS 855, Participatory Cultures in the Digital Era. I'm your host, Brandon, and today's episode is all about anime, and is called Anime for Beginners. Hi everyone, this episode is called Anime for Beginners. The purpose of this episode is kind of to go over like different animes that individuals should try out. When you're trying to start watching anime, it can seem like a really overwhelming, sometimes there's too much going on and like you don't really know where to go. So my name's Brandon and I have my friend Brandon Miller here with me, and we're going to kind of describe why you should choose certain anime and what kind of steps you should take in doing that. To give us some qualifications, I've been watching anime for over 12 years now. Almost 15, I would say, maybe. Somewhere in between there. I can't remember exactly when I started. Brandon, when did you start watching anime?
2007 is when I realized I was watching anime. But so, I had been watching anime before that. I just didn't know what anime was at that time. So, like, Dragon Ball Z and stuff, I grew up on that. But then later on, like, a friend of mine, Eric, told me what anime was. And that's when I realized that's what I'd actually been watching. And that's when I actually kind of fell into the abyss and started watching anime full-time.
Right. I feel like a lot of us can experience that. I remember waking up Cartoon Network, and then like after like 10 p.m. or something, Toonami would come on and it would be all this anime. But at the time, I just thought it was like different cartoons, and I didn't really understand the difference between like a cartoon and like an anime. So I feel like a lot of times people have been into anime and haven't even really realized it. So Brandon, like, what was like the first anime you started watching?
Official anime I started watching? Let's see. Once I realized what it was probably around the time of like D Greyman and Bleach, when those were really popular. But as a kid, it was stuff like Case Closed, Inuyasha, and Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I can definitely reciprocate some of that. I think like the first ones I like watching it know were anime were probably Inuyasha and Dragon Ball Z for sure. But when I started watching anime, I think I started with Naruto, honestly. So that was like one of the first ones I think I really jumped into. And then I think from there, I kind of jumped into Bleach. Bleach came like when I was in middle school, I feel like. That sounds about right for the time period anyways. So right now, a lot of us participate in watching anime because we really enjoy watching it. This is kind of this idea of fandom. So fandom is described as being kind of like a community built around a shared experience of a popular culture. And in this case, our popular culture would be anime. So, Brandon, have you ever experienced that, like, once someone knows that you like anime, you instantly have, like, a connection with them?
Yeah, one time I was hanging out with you, actually, and some of your old work friends, and there was your coworker. You mentioned, oh, this is Brandon, he likes anime, she likes anime, too, and then I talked to her for, like, 2 hours straight about anime, and she liked anime more than me, so I could barely keep up with her, and that was crazy, but yeah, it was really great. It was someone I never met before, and I was able to talk to him for a couple hours straight, uninterrupted.
Yeah, so, like, this is an example of, like, how fandom, like, can kind of bring people together, like, very quickly. It doesn't really take a lot. Like, if you have that shared interest and that shared experiences, it creates a connection very quickly. So, what I kind of want to do for you guys as listeners is kind of guide you towards maybe, like, what type of anime you should watch. All right, so the best way to kind of categorize this, right, you go on to, like, Crunchyroll or Funimation, these big anime streaming websites. You probably have thousands upon thousands of different ones to watch. But you're like, what do I start with? Well, it kind of comes down to, like, what type of person you are. So I'm going to kind of ask Brandon some of this just as, like, a speculative thing. And then I'll kind of go back with my responses. So, Brandon, if you're kind of like a really go happy person and you're just watching just for pure enjoyment and for, like, a happy anime, what would you go for?
Well, I'd treat anime like I treat kind of like Netflix. You know how you scroll through and there's the different genres? Anime is the same deal. There's a slice of pie for everyone with it. And in this case, you'd probably want slice of life. If you really just want to sit down and relax, something where there's no conflict, just people having fun, maybe interesting, quirky, funny things are happening, slice of life. It just depends on what you're into and what you want. Same thing with any kind of movies, anything you consume, what you're in the mood for or what you like. It's going to be the same thing with anime. There's something for you. You just got to find it.
Right. And, like, some animes are definitely happier than others, right? So, like, a really common anime that a lot of people have probably watched was Naruto. Naruto was not a happy anime at all. Like, it was a very dark anime, but a lot of us watched it, right? So, like, a lot of us enjoyed it. So, if you're people who, like, kind of want a lot of action in your first anime, like, your first anime, what kind of action anime would you recommend? And to make it simple, what's, like, a shorter anime? Because some of these animes can run for, like, 500 episodes. But, like, if it's your first anime, I feel like you should start maybe with some shorter ones.
Yeah, Naruto is one of the longer ones. You'd probably want to pick something. Most animes don't get that popular and they aren't that blown up, even if there is more content. A lot of them only have, like, 12 episodes, 25 episodes. It's not a big commitment. It's something you could watch a little bit at night before bed, or if you want to binge it, you could binge the whole series in a weekend. What he was talking about there, though, with Naruto, it's more of an action anime. That's something you'd want to look up as shonen. Shonen is kind of the action-adventure genre. So that's where you could find, like, basically a kid leaving town, that kind of thing, or whatever. They're going out with their friends, and they're saving the world, fighting some bad guy, that kind of thing. That's kind of the overall plot of a lot of them.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Like, a really common shonens would be, like, One Piece, Naruto, Bleach, and Black Clover. You essentially get this kid, usually it's a kid or, like, a young teenager, that gets this great power and then goes out and is able to defeat this darkness or evil in the world, right? Now, if you're looking for more of, like, a love, like, you kind of want to just see people fall in love, like some rom-coms, right? What are some good animes that you've seen in the past that are, like, kind of drama-based anime?
Drama-based? Oh, man, you could, so there's, like, Maid Sama, Special A. Those are actually series where a female is the main character, but it's more from her perspective. But those ones are better for, like carefree genre, I guess, and it's just, like, it's kind of like a mix of slice of life, but yeah. It's a lot of comedy and romance. They're falling in love together. But there's also, like, sad romance, too, where you could watch something like Clannad, where it's romantic, but it's very sad at the same time.
Yeah, so, like, I kind of want to get, like, somebody who is really into watching, like, a lot of cooking shows and HGTV, right? One of those type of people, into watching anime with me. And I had them watch a cooking anime with me. Have you ever watched any of the cooking anime, Brandon?
I watched Food Wars. That's, like, if someone tried turning an action anime into a cooking anime, it's kind of like they take the tropes as a joke, but it's about cooking and it's about cooking competitions. But the art style, it's like there's a lot of flair to it, and it makes it seem like it's action oriented, but it's not. It's cooking.
Right. And that's kind of just something kind of interesting to play along with. And like some anime will just have random like cooking aspects. So like Hunter x Hunter had like a whole like 5-part episode, and that was all just about them cooking for like part of their like exam to become a hunter, right? And it's like all these different animes have all these different characteristics. It's kind of like when you're watching like a regular show. And a lot of people, I think, get trapped in this concept that it's not, you're watching like a childish thing. But in reality, you're watching like something that a lot of adults watch and engage in. So to narrow it down, okay, I'm going to give me like 3 anime you would recommend, Brandon. Just general anime that like you think are gathering the most fandom right now. So most people are following it.
Right now, Promised Neverland. That's actually on Netflix for season 1. That's a good one. There will be a second season coming out. That's a good one. That one is, it's kind of like mystery and suspense. It's about these kids trapped in an orphanage. Another one, if you're looking for an action one, 7 Deadly Sins. That's a group of 7 heroes basically trying to save the world. There is another season for that coming out next month, I believe. There's already, I think, 4 seasons of that out. That is also on Netflix. You don't have to watch them on Netflix. You can also just Google any of these and find them online. And then, let's see, something else. I've been watching Ico. It's A-I-C-O.
You think that's really gathering much fandom, though, right now?
No, that one's not really gathering fandom. It's more of just, like,
a good one to start.
It's good. But, okay. Yeah, if you want something that's gathering fandom, like, Black Clover has been getting, like, how he mentioned that earlier, that one is getting, it's been out for a while, but it's getting more attention now than it was before. I think people are, it's getting more popular.
Yeah. I definitely think Black Clover was like a slow starter. It was definitely like a slow starter, but once it got going, it took off. For me personally, like three, if you want to kind of get into like the anime that's gathering a lot of fandom right now, My Hero Academia is one that's been overtaking like the category. It's going to be the next Naruto, the next One Piece, the next Bleach. It's going to, yeah, like, you know, it's already on the verge of doing that. So that's the number one thing, the number one anime currently. I'm going to agree with Brandon on 7 Deadly Sins. That one is a phenomenal anime, no matter if you're a new anime watcher, or old one. It really takes you down a really good story, and it also has a great action scenes, and the animation's phenomenal on it. The last one I think that's still gathering pretty good fandom would be Sword Hero. It was gathering a lot when it, Shield Hero or Demon Slayer, what I would argue would probably be those two. I would be competing probably for that third slot. Those are both short anime. They both have like 1 or 2 seasons right now, but they're both going to keep going. They've already said they're going to keep going. So those would be kind of some new ones to maybe jump in and see if you like. They also don't require you to have a ton of anime knowledge. So if you were to like watch the long going animes, sometimes you'll run into things where like they will make, if they're all by the same like artist or same writers, you'll start to pick up on notes of like what they're doing. It's like, oh, this is exactly what happened in like Naruto for like 100 episodes, but now they're doing it in One Piece, right? Because it's a shonen anime. So that's kind of something like once you start watching a lot of anime, you'll start to see like which writers you like or which artists you like or what type of art you like. So sometimes animes change art. So that's always something to kind of consider too. Like some people like different art styles than others. Berserk was like a Netflix movie, and like they had a totally different artwork style in the Netflix movies. And then when they moved to their anime after the movies, it was a different art style. And like, I didn't like that as much. So you might even change your anime viewing based on like the artwork itself. So like, Brandon, do you have any word to say on like the artwork of animes at all?
On the artwork, yeah, different studios usually have different art styles. And then, just with like the manga versions of them going into anime, as they become more popular, the art itself, even if that doesn't change, the art will get better. So if you think the story is good of an anime and you know there's a lot of it to watch, there's a chance that the art will get better as you watch it. Not guaranteed, but that could happen also. And yeah, like you'll see differences and variations in like the way the hair is drawn or how big their eyes are, the shape of their eyes, that kind of thing. So some of them will be more cartoony, whereas some of them will look more realistic.
Yeah, and I mean, you've seen this play out with Naruto. Naruto ran for like 350 episodes roughly, and then it went to Naruto Shippuden. Artwork started to significantly improve because they already had a huge fan base, and they had a lot more money coming in because a lot more viewers, a lot more followers. And you're going to start to see that. Like My Hero Academia, even the artwork's been improving on that. The animation has been. Their movies, they've been making movies, they're big hits. That's another way if you want to get into an anime, sometimes watching one of the movies might be helpful. It's not going to be the same experience because you won't have the backstory of the characters. But sometimes if your friends are like, are really into anime and they just want to watch a movie, maybe watch an anime movie instead. Might kind of spark your interest or maybe see at least what art style you like to maybe pursue or search for. So to kind of wrap things up here, the anime that we see going probably the biggest is probably My Hero, right? Would you agree?
Yeah.
So My Hero is gathering the most fandom right now. So if you're somebody who wants to start getting involved in like the conversation and truly understanding what's going on in the conversation, maybe joining and start watching My Hero would be a good place to start. There's what, 4 seasons right now?
Yeah.
4 seasons, yeah. And that's on Hulu for sure. I know it's on Hulu. It's on Crunchyroll, Funimation. It's on all 3 of those, I believe.
I'm not sure about Funimation either. I don't have Funimation.
Yeah. So like that'd be a place you could start watching it. And if you, I mean, you can also watch anime online a lot. You can also watch it in English, or you can watch it with Japanese with English subtitles. If you watch it with Japanese and English subtitles, you are going to be able to follow the series quicker because they release those episodes usually sooner. But if you're somebody who just wants to listen in English, go for it. Still the same show, still the same content. It's just done a little differently. That's all. But just to wrap it up, if you're going to start, that's the anime we recommend to you to start going for if you want to get involved in this fandom. I really thank you for listening. Again, this episode was a great episode to have. Thank you, Brandon, for coming on this episode. I really appreciate you being here. The title, again, was Anime for Beginners, if you want to refer this to any of your friends. Thank you and have a great day.
To watch your anime at home, make sure you pick up your Zender's Fried Chicken and homemade butter noodles. Down in our bakery, you can find our apple crisp made fresh every morning, as well as our famous holiday cheer pudding. Eat fresh with Zender's.